a pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elected leaders continue to call for more federal help in determining the source of drones spotted over northeastern states. ABC's Whit Johnson has the latest.
Federal officials reiterate many of these reported sightings are airplanes or legally operated civilian drones. Sometimes distinguishing the difference can be difficult. The Biden administration insisting it has no evidence to suggest a national security threat or foreign involvement, but promising more resources to help solve the mystery.
President-elect Trump's cabinet picks continue their meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Robert Kennedy Jr., the choice for health secretary, has more than two dozen meetings scheduled. And Senator Lindsey Graham says the nominee for defense secretary Pete Hegseth told him he would allow the woman who's accused him of sexual misconduct to be released from a non-disclosure agreement. Graham says the woman should come forward at Hegseth's confirmation hearing. This is ABC News. Gun control activist David Hogg, who survived the school massacre in Parkland, Florida, then became an outspoken advocate for gun reform, is now running for vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Today, President Biden will sign a proclamation establishing a national monument to honor Frances Perkins, the first woman appointed to a cabinet position. She was a labor secretary under FDR. A familiar name atop the box office.
Disney's Two continues to shine.
This is a call from the ancestors.
Topping the box office for a third weekend with $26.6 million, pushing its domestic total past $337 million. Wicked remains
popular
in second, adding $22.5 million. At number three, Sony's Kraven the Hunter earning just $11 million, the lowest ever debut for a Sony Marvel film. Gladiator 2 takes fourth with $7.8 million. Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim rounds out the top five, debuting with just $4.6 million. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little fog and drizzle this morning, mostly cloudy all day and becoming breezy this afternoon. Our high today, 37. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, cloudy, 29 with some light snow late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Madison Alder has been arrested on domestic abuse-related charges after being censured by the Madison City Council. District 18 Alder Charles Miadze was arrested last week on several pending charges. Several women have publicly accused Miadze of sexual harassment and domestic violence. That includes a fellow Alder. A special commencement this weekend at UW-Milwaukee as County Executive David Crowley both graduated from the college and gave the commencement address. Crowley told WISN-TV's Up Front it felt like a glass ceiling was hanging over him because he didn't have his diploma. And another headliner was announced for Summerfest 2025. Milwaukee's Lakefront Music Festival said last week Def Leppard will be the main event on opening night, June 19th. The legendary rock group will be paired on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage with special guest Tesla.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnicott. News this hour being brought to you by In the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access to Rand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran, Mondovi, and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, along with Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is increasing patrols and taking part in the national Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that runs this holiday season through January 1st. The campaign aims to ensure the safety of everyone traveling this holiday season by preventing impaired driving. Law enforcement officers across Wisconsin will be working throughout the campaign to identify and stop impaired drivers. There will be extra patrols. The department's message is simple. If you're driving impaired, you will be caught. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of phone scams. The department is telling residents if they receive a phone call with an unfamiliar number to ignore the call. According to Sheriff Mike Osmond, the calls are from international scammers and make victims believe a loved one has called for bail money or is in a medical emergency, or victims have been made to think they're being blackmailed. If you receive a call you are suspicious about, residents are advised to call the Sheriff's Department first. Remember, law enforcement will never call you asking for money. There's a suspect in custody for a deadly weekend stabbing at the Do Dodge Inn. Eau Claire police say they received the call about a stabbing at about 6 p.m. Saturday night. Officers said they tried to save the victim, but the victim died at the hospital. There's no word yet on who was arrested, who died, or what led up to the stabbing. It's prison time for a Chippewa Falls man caught by bikers against predators. A judge gave 26-year-old Stephen Burich 4.5 years in prison for sending pictures to a child under 13 years old. Burich had just been released from prison 1 month before his arrest last year. The group, Bikers Against Predators, worked with authorities on a sting. They met Burich at Quick Trip in Chippewa Falls. They say he was there to have sex with an 11-year-old girl. One of Eau Claire's lawmakers has gone to police after he says his daughter stole thousands of dollars from his campaign fund. State Senator Jesse James Friday announced that he discovered $32,000 in missing campaign money. He said his daughter, who is his campaign treasurer, is suspected of taking it. James says he's going public with the story to be honest with voters. And he said no one in Wisconsin is above the law. There's no word about just where the investigation into the missing money stands or whether any arrests are pending. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic is pleased to welcome our newest family medicine provider, Tayla Anderson, physician assistant, and her family medicine team.
Hi, I'm Tayla Anderson, a certified physician assistant, and I'm thrilled to join Amplify Health by Gunderson and serve the community of Mondovi. I look forward to providing primary health care for patients of all ages.
The Mondovi Clinic is part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics and is your trusted partner in health care when you need it. Call us at 715-926-1113 to schedule an appointment with Tayla Anderson.
President Biden has pardoned or ended the sentences for eight people from Wisconsin, including a couple of drug dealers. The president last week issued pardons or commuted the sentences of 1,500 people across the country. In Wisconsin, that meant two pardons and six commuted sentences. Those six included heroin and meth dealers, as well as a Green Bay woman convicted of stealing millions from elderly investors and a Sheboygan man convicted in a rare coin scheme. Biden's office said the people he commuted were, quote, serving long prison sentences, many of whom would have received lower sentences if charged under today's laws, unquote. Wisconsin's presidential electors will follow the federal law this week, not state law. The state Republican Party last week said it would vote for the president Tuesday instead of next Monday. State law requires a vote on the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December, but federal law requires a vote on the first Tuesday following the second Wednesday. The Republican Party had filed a lawsuit last week hoping to clear up any confusion. Republicans say they will follow the federal law so there's not any confusion or challenges to their vote. One of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks can count on a vote from Wisconsin's Democrat U.S. Senator. Senator Tammy Baldwin last week said she plans to vote for Sean Duffy for transportation secretary. The two met last week, and Baldwin said she would support him for the new job. Baldwin says she looks at every cabinet appointment through the lens of, will you be good for Wisconsin? She says she knows Duffy will be. Duffy served five terms as the seventh congressional congressman before stepping away in 2020. Wisconsin is receiving $1 million to help central Wisconsinites better understand health issues. The Department of Natural Resources says the money will go toward programs that help people better understand water quality, fish consumption, and other related health issues. Urban and rural communities in Marathon, Clark, Taylor, Lincoln, Langlade, Shawano, Portage, and Wood counties will all benefit. The DNR says residents in tribal, Hmong, and Hispanic communities in the area can be disproportionately affected by these issues. Education projects will go on until 2027. A Fillmore County judge has dismissed four of the 21 charges facing one of the defendants arrested for a deadly 2023 buggy crash. The judge announced last Wednesday that four of the felony charges filed against Samantha Peterson lack probable cause. He accepted a defense argument that evidence related to THC use by Peterson at the time of the crash is circumstantial. Peterson, however, still faces 17 charges related to the crash, which killed two Amish children and hurt two others. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
A Dane County family is celebrating an early Christmas miracle after being reunited with their cat that was missing for more than a decade. Dave Dexter says the family cat, Rutherford, apparently slipped out of the house one day in 2013. He said that about after 6 months or a year, we kind of resigned ourselves to the fact that he wasn't coming back. A few weeks ago, they received a call from a veterinary office in Georgia saying they identified Rutherford through his microchip. He had been found on the side of the road in the town of Dillard, about 900 miles away from the Dexter household, and not far from where Hurricanes Helene and Milton had hit during the summer. After letting Rutherford stay a few weeks with the Georgia vet for treatment, Dexter flew down, picked him up, and brought Rutherford back home. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. A battle between two NFC North teams for the Week 14 victory over the Falcons. Sam Darnold had thrown for 5 touchdowns and almost 300 yards in that game. Now, Minnesota beat Chicago 30-27 in overtime when the two teams met at Soldier Field last month. Tonight's game is at 7. The Minnesota Timberwolves led throughout all of the final 3 quarters of their 106-92 win over the San Antonio Spurs. The Wolves were up by as many as 23 in the victory. Anthony Edwards poured in 26 points in the win. Minnesota's won 6 of 7. They host the Knicks Thursday. The Minnesota Wild surrendered a late goal during a 3-2 loss to the Vegas Golden Knights at the XL Energy Center. Kirill Kasparov scored at the end of the second period to tie the game, but Victor Olofsson knocked in the game winner in the 4th minute of the 3rd period. The Wild will host the Panthers on Wednesday. The Minnesota Twins have a prospective buyer. ESPN is reporting that Phoenix Suns minority owner Justin Ishba is interested in buying the Minnesota Twins. His brother Matt is the majority owner of the Suns. The Poled family announced their plans to sell the team in October. They have owned the team since 1984. High school basketball tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In boys basketball tonight in the Dairyland Conference, Cochrane Fountain City is at Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. Girls basketball tonight in the Dairyland Conference, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran at Cochrane Fountain City. And in the Dunn St. Croix Conference, the Lake Holcomb girls are at Boyceville. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
The Packers jumped out to an early lead and never looked back, rolling to a 30-13 win over the Seahawks in Seattle. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Romeo Dobbs returned to the lineup, caught a pair of touchdown passes for the Packers, including the 22-yarder that put the game on ice with about 5 minutes to play.
That was a really nice play and a really nice job because, you know, the couple drives before that, we just felt like we weren't getting much out of it. You know, we weren't executing at that high level and making those plays we were making. So to kind of have some of those drives stall out and then to, you know, put a drive down the field and, you know, finish with that touchdown right there, Rome making a great catch was, you know, it definitely helps you be able to breathe a little bit better.
That's Jordan Love. Josh Jacobs rushing for 94 yards and a touchdown. Edgerrin Cooper returned to the lineup on defense. The rookie didn't disappoint. 5 tackles, a sack, and his first NFL interception.
I had no idea, but I just prepare and go out there and make plays. My plan is just to go out there and have fun. You know, I've been doing this a long time. It's just football at the end of the day. Just go out there and do what I need to do.
The Lions' franchise record 11-game winning streak is over. They fell to Buffalo 48-42 at Ford Field on Sunday. Vikings and Bears will meet in Monday Night Football tonight in Minneapolis. Wisconsin women's volleyball team saw their season come to an end in the regional finals, falling in three sets to Nebraska yesterday. Six seniors playing their final matches. The Badgers fell one victory shy of an NCAA Final Four. Head coach Kelly Sheffield.
You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and the stacking years on top of that. But just proud of them. Proud of the people that they've become and the players they've become and how they've grown as a team. And I think they've represented their university and their community and the state of Wisconsin.
Men's college basketball, the UW-Milwaukee Panthers beat Akron 100-81 yesterday in Milwaukee's tip-off at Fiserv Forum. And the Bucks in NBA action are headed for the NBA Cup Championship tomorrow night against Oklahoma City. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Forecast for today, we'll have areas of fog this morning and otherwise plenty of clouds throughout the day. Highs upper 30s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 25 to 30. Tonight, cloudy, lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of afternoon snow. Highs upper 20s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs low 20s. Do have plenty of clouds across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, Lake City, and Pepin 37, Mondovi 36, O'Galley and Plum City 35. Here at WRDN, we have clouds 35 with Dylan Scott and Frosty the Snowman. It's 7:21.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there and all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. I'll be back again someday. I'll be back again someday.
A high roller, even when the chips are down, to win her over, I tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I'd bet it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table, and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
It ain't easy, nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy, all the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end? I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Trying to get to the view, I'm at the bottom, but the sky's still pretty damn blue. They say heaven is somewhere on the other side, but I ain't waiting. Hell, I'm thinking it's a state of mind. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Got my baby sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah. Like gold.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Dirk Bentley in gold, 729. I'm Brian Winnikins. And good morning. And happy Monday. And coming up here this morning, birthdays, anniversaries, next hour. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also this morning, apparently there's a new house up for sale. We'll tell you about that. I don't know if we're going to be able to take a road trip to see that with RP, but we'll tell you about it coming up this morning. Also, if you're a coffee drinker, there's some good news for you. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Thanks to Dave DeLort and also Jesse Allen. And a few other folks for filling in while I was out and about last week at the Milk Business Conference and also the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. And during our morning farm report, we'll have a lot of interviews here coming up over the next few weeks from not only the Milk Business Conference, but the Farmers Union Convention, Farm Bureau Convention, and Global Dairy Conference as well. Over the last 2 weeks, yeah, it's like, wow, okay, I'm back home, and I'll be staying home now for a while until the farm events all kick back up. Now it'll be back to high school sports. We'll be going to Plum City Elmwood tomorrow with the Durand, Arkansas boys basketball team, and we'll have that game for you tomorrow night with the pregame at about 7 and tip-off at 7:15. So we'll get into that as we head into the Christmas holiday. Looks like we'll see some snow tomorrow. Oh, just wonderful. Get to do drive in the snow to the game. We'll have details here coming up.
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds and areas of fog here this morning. Highs upper 30s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 25 to 30. Tonight, cloudy, lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of afternoon snow. Highs upper 20s. Tuesday night, 60% chance of snow. Could see an inch. Lows near 18. And for Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs low 20s. Clouds across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, Lake City, and Pepin at 37. Mondovi, 36. O'Galley and Plum City, 35. Clouds, 35 here at WRDN. With Tracy Lawrence and Paint Me in Birmingham, it's 7:32.
He was sitting there, his brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against a morning sky. I asked him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham.
He looked at me with knowing eyes and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, "Son, just where in this picture would you like to be?" I said, "If there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned? A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a Birmingham, make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town, porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing, cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham,
Birmingham. His eyes are cold and restless, wounds have almost healed, and she'd give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old road he go. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's the roar of a Sunday crowd. It's a white in his knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. She does her best to hold him, his love comes to call. But his need for it controls him, and her back's against the wall. And it's so long, girl, I'll see you when it's time for him to go. You know the woman wants her cowboy like he wants his rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the rain and the joy and pain, and they call the thing a rodeo. It'll drive a cowboy crazy, it'll drive a man insane, and he'll sell off everything he owns just to pay to play her game. And a broken home and some broken bones is all he'll have to show for all the years that he spent chasing this dream they call rodeo. Oh, well, it's bulls and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a Sunday crowd. It's the white in the knuckles, the gold in the buckle, he'll win the next go round. It's boots and shaps, it's cowboy hats, it's spurs and let it go. It's the ropes and the reins and the join the pain, and they call the thing rodeo. It's a Bronx in the blood, it's a steers in the mud, and they call the thing rodeo.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you,
but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Darius Rucker, comeback song is 7:47. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Coming up next week on Christmas Eve, we will have the Faith Lutheran Church's Christmas Eve service, and we will have that for you on Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. So be listening for that. And of course, we'll have all Christmas music on Christmas Eve, after the Faith Lutheran Church service, and through Christmas Day as well. So plenty of sounds of the season here coming up next week. Yep, it's Christmas and then New Year's, and then it's 2025. What happened to the year, right? You like coffee? I work in radio, so it's like, yeah, that's kind of like one of the food groups. And radio station coffee is much different from the coffee you have at home. Radio station coffee is pretty simple, because especially for those all the stations I've worked at were the morning people, the men and women that come in early in the morning, the farm broadcasters. It's pretty much the same. Take 1 5-pound can of coffee, dump the whole thing in, 3 teaspoons of water, and you are good to go. Just saying. Well, apparently that morning cup of coffee could be more than just a quick pick-me-up. A new study done by the University of Coimbra in Portugal says coffee may add to your lifespan. Really? The research was funded by the Institute for Scientific Information on Coffee. Well, okay, it's a non-profit organization started by companies from the coffee industry. So, of course, they're going to have a study out there. Just remember that. That's going to say, see, it's good for you. According to the study, regular coffee drinkers may be adding an average of almost 2 healthful years to their lifespan. Of course, they instantaneously say, make more coffee. And, oh, by the way, yeah, radio station coffee is what you want to have.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm gonna go.
want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize, was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault, no. Look what God gave her. It's like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling. When she walked in here this evening, I thought, $7 billion got everyone in here feeling like there's a fire in this building so high. Got a smile on an angel face. I know I'll never lose my faith. Look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. In her eyes, swear she fell right out the sky. Yeah, I think I've seen the light. Every kiss I could die, it's like the heavens open wide. Man, I swear I've seen the light. Oh, look what God gave her, how perfect he made her. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault, no. Look what God gave her. Ooh, look what God gave her. Ooh, look what God gave her.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them.